Shalom to all. Today we're learning Masechus Chulin, Perek Beis, Mishnah Zayin, Mishnah Ches. And today's Mishnah is being learned B'schos Esther Bas Rachel, Shishi B'zeichet Refayin Ruziv Gahagon, Bikar of Mamesh. And Mishnah Zayin tells us that Shechet L'Nachri, a person shechts an animal for a non-Jew. A non-Jew gave him an animal to shecht for whatever reason. Maybe he wanted the meat to be halal, so the Yid shechts a non-Jew's animal. Shechitah's like Sheira, the Shechitah is 100% kosher. I wouldn't have to be chashish. I wouldn't have to suspect that the non-Jew was thinking, oh, this is an animal for my avodah zarah. This is for my idol. That's not something we have to be worried about. So Shechitah's kosher and the animal is perfectly fine. It's allowed to be eaten by a Yid, and the Yid's not over lifnei iver, that he's helping the non-Jew do avayd zara. There's no problem over here whatsoever. Rabbi Lezer apostles, and that's because he holds the machshav of the non-Jew does help for what the Yid is doing, and the non-Jew is thinking about avayd zara, and therefore it's possible. Now Rabbi Lezer furthers his point. Even if when the Yid shechted it, all he did was have in mind that the non-Jew is going to eat the chatzar kaved, a little bit of the liver, and that's it. And the rest of the animal's not even for the non-Jew. Psula, it's still possible. Shestam machshav is nochel avayd zara, because the standard thought process of a non-Jew, especially when we're dealing with an animal, is for avodah zarah, so it's possible. However, Amar Rabbi Yosi said, that's not so. Kal v'chomer advarim. It's a kal v'chomer. Uma b'makom shemachshava poiseles. B'mukdashin. Ein hakol hoylech el achra oived. Just like in a place where a machshava, an improper thought, will possible the animal. Where is that? With mukdashin, with a regular carbon. As we learn in Masechet Zvachim, if when an animal is being brought in the base of Mikdash, the kohen had an improper thought, that's going to possible the animal. But it only goes after the oived, the one who's doing the avodah, which is the kohen. And if the bialim, the owner, is thinking a thought that's going to pass to the carbon, that doesn't have any effect on it. Well, makom she'en machshava paiseles b'chulin, in a situation where machshava usually doesn't passel by chulin, because even if the person is going to have a thought for avodah zarah, it can only passel by the shechita, not necessarily by other parts of processing the animal. Ein edin shaloi hei akol hoylech elo achar shechit. Shouldn't we say for sure that we only follow the shechit, the one who's shechting the animal, and since that's the yid and he has proper thoughts, we don't really care about what the non-Jew is thinking. And continuing to talk about shechting for avodah zarah, Mishnah Ches tells us hashechit l'shem harim. If a person shechts an animal with the intention that this is for the mountains or for the hills, for the seas or the rivers or for the deserts, his shechita is pasul. Now the chiddush over here is that it's only pasul and it's not considered like it's the krevis avodah zarah. It's not considered like he actually shechted something for avodah zarah. Why is that? Well, because we have a drasha and a pasuk that tells us that all these things are not able to be made avodah zarah. If a person bows down to a mountain, the mountain doesn't become usher because of avodah zarah. And the same thing with hills and rivers and things like that. Since they are the karka, they are the ground, that's something that can't be usur. If it's a tree, for example, that's on the mountain, so the tree could be usur. Or something detached from the mountain, that could be considered avodah zarah. But the actual mountain or hill or river or sea or desert can't be considered avodah zarah. Therefore, even though he shechted for these things, it's only pasul, but it's not considered to krevis avodah zarah. Now, shnai b'chsen b'sakin, let's say two people are holding onto the shechita knife, v'shechten and shechting, ech l'shem echad mikol elu, ve'ech l'shem davar kasher, shechitasam psula. One is shechting for one of these things, one is shechting for something kosher. When he has a mind, he just wants to shech the animal to eat it. The shechita is pasul. That's because the thought process of one of them does have an effect and it pasuls it. We're going to stop it for the day and pick up tomorrow the Mishnah Tess and Yud, continue to discuss this. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.